This is Monsignor Gray reaching out to parishioners at St. Thomas. Just a word of encouragement in this difficult time. This is a time when people are not able to come to Mass because of the limitations that have been put into place for the protection of the public health. So this is a time when public Masses are not available, when they have been suspended. And so people are finding themselves increasingly isolated, I think, at home. And this is maybe one of the difficult times that in a moment when we normally would precisely want to turn to the Lord in a time of crisis or trial, this is the time we should most want to go to the Lord. This is the time when we are least able to go to the Lord. And I think that's maybe a particular tragedy for us. And yet, I think that there is some encouragement that we should all take. I reflected on the readings that we heard at Daily Mass on today, on Saturday, the 21st of March. And we heard the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector, both of whom went up to the temple to pray. And you might remember the story that the Pharisee was stood upright and was very proud as he prayed to the Lord. But the tax collector was the one who stood off at a distance and prayed very humbly, not even raising his eyes to heaven. And I think we're encouraged to imitate the humility of the tax collector, but maybe we imitate him even more so today. Because here's a time when we find ourselves not just simply standing off at a distance from the temple, but physically separated from the temple, not being able to gather together for Mass, not being able to go to the church. And so we find ourselves at a distance, just like the tax collector. And yet the tax collector was the one who went away justified. The Lord said he was the one who walked away justified because of his humble prayer. And so it's an encouragement that we can do the same. So know that no prayer is wasted, and especially at this time, this is a time in particular for us to remember to pray, to be confident in our prayer, and a time when we need the Lord perhaps more than ever. So this is an encouragement that we can draw from that. I'm concerned about all of our parishioners for several reasons. One, physically, not only we want to keep people healthy and free of any contagion, but also physically, just in terms of sometimes being cooped up, people can become very sedentary. So I think sometimes just a good healthy walk outside or some sort of physical activity is just a very good thing for us, so we don't get settled in or maybe even depressed as a result of just being cooped up. Also on a social level or an emotional level, I think we also have needs as well. And this is a time when people can feel very isolated, cut off from one another, perhaps even lonely or even tempted to a real kind of despair that can come from isolation. And this is a time, I think, for us to find things that we enjoy and that can encourage us, and also to reach out to others. So even to pick up the phone and call someone who might really benefit from that, or even to reach out to our own loved ones or family, probably at this time more than ever, this is really an important thing to do. And finally, in our spiritual level, sometimes we might get focused on being at church, and if we can't be at church, then we can't practice our spiritual life. Well, that's not true. So even if we're not at church, it's still important for us to tend to our spiritual life. This is the season of Lent, and so we should pray and fast and give alms. This is a time in particular for us not to slack off on our Lenten commitment, but in fact we can even redouble our efforts, and I think we maybe even need to do that more so than ever. So it's such an important thing for us to do. If we get overwhelmed, we might remember something St. Paul said in Romans chapter 8. He talks about the challenges that we face. He says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword." But he reminds us, though, that we conquer overwhelmingly because it's the Lord who loves us. So none of these things have power over us. And even sickness and ill health and disease, none of this can even separate us from Christ. Christ is Lord of all of these things. And he reminds us that death or life or angels or no other thing in heaven, earth, or under the earth can separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus. And let us remember that as well. So we take confidence from that, and we remember that Jesus is still Lord of the universe, and we place ourselves into his hands. Even at this time when we don't have public masses, so public functions and public masses are suspended, please know that we are praying for you and with you. So the priests who are offering our private masses, and even if you can't be there during those masses, we still remember you in prayer and lift you up in prayer. We ask you to remember us in your prayers as well, so we can still be united in prayer even at this time. The parish office will now be closed. And yet even so, we're still here and ready to respond, especially if there's a particular need. So reach out. You can call and leave voicemails or send emails for things that we might need to do. So we are still ready to respond. Our food pantry continues to be open. I know there's a concern to make sure it's fully stocked, so I know all the donations of the food items that are given are very much appreciated. And the church itself is open for private prayer, also to drop off donations to the pantry. I know people really appreciate that, if even stopping by to bring some of those grocery items that can be distributed at the pantry itself. So the church is open from 7 in the morning until 6 in the evening each day. So we make sure that it's cleaned regularly. So really it is just a quiet and safe and pleasant place just for private prayer, a time just to come to sit and pray before the Lord, and something not to be discounted. I think that's a very helpful thing as well. So we just encourage people to keep your Lenten commitments, pick up the Bible, read the scriptures, even the scriptures for each day. Say the rosary. The rosary is a wonderful prayer to the Blessed Mother, asking for her help and protection as well. Continue with your sacrifices, Lenten sacrifices, which we can offer up willingly in union with Jesus on the cross. Saying the Stations of the Cross, which we can say privately as well as publicly, so that can be part of our private prayer. Even confessions will continue because people can approach individually. And we just ask people to come behind the screen, and confessions will be heard on Friday evenings and Saturday afternoons and evenings, just like we normally would. And we encourage people also not to forget some act of charity, some kindness, some generosity we can show to one another, especially the least among us. So let this be a time for us not to abandon our faith, to give up on trying to make this the best Lent that we can. It's more challenging than ever, but here at the parish, we remember you and encourage you, and this is a time for us to still continue to grow in love for one another and in love for the Lord. So may God bless you and keep you all.